From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. Former soldiers and their families gathered outside Greenacre City Hall this morning to commemorate Veterans Day. WLRN's Madeline Fox was there.
This was the second annual Veterans Day celebration for Greenacres, which, like much of South Florida, has a large population of former service members. Pastor Gary Dolphus of the nearby Church of the Risen Messiah gave the invocation. The Army veteran has a physical disability from Agent Orange in Vietnam, but he focused on the mental toll war takes on veterans.
There are a lot of men and women who are struggling mentally, emotionally from the trauma of a war, and that's something that you don't just get over.
Greenacre's Mayor Joel Flores is a veteran of the war in Afghanistan. He says Veterans Day is an important reminder to honor people's service, but there's much more to do year-round.
So I'm always advocating for a direct knowledge and that they have the help that they need, because they were there to answer the call, and now it's important for us to take care of those that answer that call.
The event didn't draw a large turnout, a few dozen people, including city employees. There were also parades, events, and fireworks shows throughout the long weekend to recognize veterans in other parts of Palm Beach County. I'm Madeline Fox in Greenacres.
Well, the city of Miami Beach blocked off Ocean Drive today for its annual Veterans Day parade. That comes as the House impeachment inquiry against President Trump prepares for its first public hearings this week. Reporter Lily Oppenheimer was there to talk to veterans about it.
There are many nuances behind South Florida veterans watching the parade. 71-year-old Charles McCoy was drafted when he was 18. He also taught civics for 35 years at Miami Beach's Nautilus Middle School. When it comes to the impeachment inquiry, McCoy says he hasn't seen this much political turmoil since the Vietnam era.
As far as Trump, I guess I'm one of the very few blacks that I really like the guy, but he's doing some things that's detrimental to the country.
Besides Trump avoiding the military draft, he also mocked the late Arizona Senator John McCain's military service.
John McCain was a war hero, and, you know, that was one strike against Trump. That's one of the main ones. And then veterans who were born elsewhere, who've given sacrifice their lives, he's made a mock of them.
Jesus Mojica lives in Miami and served in the Army for 28 years.
We're not getting attacked or anything like that in America, so he's doing what he's supposed to do. The Democrats, they just, from the beginning, they want him to leave. Now they're impeaching him with ridiculous impeachment. You know, let the guy alone. He's doing what he's supposed to do.
Thousands lined the parade that ended in Loomis Park with a wreath-laying ceremony. I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Miami.
Two American Airlines flights out of Miami International Airport were forced to return after facing similar mechanical issues yesterday. An airline spokesperson did not give specifics about those issues. Both flights eventually arrived safely to their destinations. Five dozen mini satellites are orbiting in space thanks to a Falcon rocket launch from Cape Canaveral earlier today. SpaceX founder Elon Musk wants to put thousands of these Starlink satellites in orbit to offer high-speed internet service everywhere. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.